Welcome back, everybody, to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we will continue our study of Sefer Mishlei, Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel is a very beautiful parak. Introduction to Perek Gimel, two sentences from the Steinzel's Ketuvim, alongside statements about wisdom, understanding, and general good behavior. This section offers the disciple pieces of personal advice, which touch on various matters, as well as pronouncements on the greatness of Torah in the broader sense. And anyone who immerses themselves to whatever degree, as much time as you have in a life of Torah and learning Torah, I think can agree on the greatness of Torah in the broader sense. My son, do not forget my Torah and my mitzvos, your heart shall guard. This whole world is so fleeting. Everything in this world is havel havelim hakol havel, Omer Kohelas, the sefer that Shlomo composed in his old age. What do we have? That gives us arichos yamim, not only in this world, but in the next world. That gives us shnos chayim, life, not only in this world, but in the next world. That gives us shalom, peace, shleimus, contentment, security, simcha, not only in this world, but in the next world. There's only one thing. Torah si al tishkach u'mitzvosai yitzor libecha, ki orach yamim, because length of days, u'shnos chayim, and years of life, v'shalom yosifu lach, Torah and mitzvos will add for you. It's not true, but I'm going to say it anyway, even though it's not true. This is one of the most beautiful pesukim in all of Tanakh. Now, why is it not true? Because every pesuk is the most beautiful pesuk in all of Tanakh, because they're all equally beautiful. But this describes what a Jew should be seeking out. When you seek out Torah mitzvos, you will come to understand that Orach Yamim Mishnos Chaim V'Shalom Yasifulach Chesed Ve'Emes Alia Azvucha. When a person lives a life of Torah and mitzvos, do not, my son, let kindness and truth forsake you. Kisharem al gargirosecha, kasveim al luach libecha. Bind them upon your neck like a necklace. Write them upon the board of your heart. Umatzachin v'secho tov be'enei elokim v'adam. We say that in Berkas HaMazon. And you will find grace and high favor in the eyes of God and man. This reminds me of a teaching. Umatzachin v'secho tov be'enei elokim v'adam. This reminds me of a teaching from the great Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who died in Germany in 1888. Brilliant Torah scholar, thinker, leader, philosopher, Torah commentator. Shamsher Fall Hirsch says a person needs to be an Adam Yashar and an Adam Kosher. You need to be a person who is straight and you need to be a person who is kosher. You need to be Adam Yashar and Adam Kosher, straight and kosher with God and straight and kosher with fellow man. And that's exactly what Shlomo Melech says here. U'matzachin v'secho tov b'nei elokim v'adam. It's not enough to be mechazik and ben adam l'makom b'nei elokim. It's not enough to be mechazik only ben adam l'chaveiro b'nei adam. The Jew must be a total picture. Understand that Torah is divided into two sections. Kaviyacha. There's ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaveiro, and I must live a life that is matzachin v'secho tov. I find charm. I find beauty. I have good wisdom in the eyes of God and in the eyes of man. We must always strive to live as an Adam Yashar and an Adam Kashar. Continues Mishlei, Batach al Hashem b'chol ibecha, have bitachon, trust in God with all your heart. Ve'al binascha al tisha'in. And Shlomo Melech is telling you, where does wisdom come from? It comes from God. When you trust in Hashem with all your heart, do not lean, do not rely on your own understanding. Pasuk Vav, b'chol drachecha de'ehu, this is a stunning parak, b'chol drachecha de'ehu, in all your ways you shall know him, v'hu yiyashar erchasecha, and he will make your path straight. Also famous pasuk, because a person has to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. That's from Tehillim 16:8. Oh, which we learned this year, Nachim Miktuvim. B'chol drachecha de'ehu yashar chasecha means whatever a Jew does, he has to know, I know God. When I'm in the supermarket, b'chol drachecha de'ehu, I have to know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And when I am driving my car, I have to know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And when I go on vacation, I have to know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. B'chol drachecha, when I go into my child's school, when I parent the child, when I'm in the privacy of my own home, shivisi Hashem l'negdi shamid ki mini bal amor, I place God before me always and consistently. By my right side, I shall not falter. And that's what King Shlomo says here. B'chol drachecha de'ehu, whatever you do, you have to know. V'hu yashar chasecha, he will straighten your path. There is a famous acronym, teshuva. teshuvah. What does teshuvah stand for? This is brought down in the Sefer Parparos LaTorah, which is a Hebrew language Sefer on Chumash. Teshuvah is an acronym. Tav stands for Tamim Tihya Im Hashem Elokecha, pasuk from Sefer Devarim. You shall be pure with the Lord your God. Shin stands for Shuvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. I place God before me always and consistently. Tehillim 16:8. Vav, Va'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. Vayikra 19:18. You shall love for your fellow what you love for yourself. Beis, Bechol Drachecha Da'ehu, V'hu Yiyasha'urcha Sacha. In all your ways you shall know him, and he will straighten your paths. And finally, the Hay of Teshuvah stands for a famous pasuk from Micha, Perek Vav, pasuk Ches, Hatznei Alechet Im Elokecha. So what does Teshuvah stand for? Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, Shuvisi Hashem Enegdi Shabed, V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha, Bechol Drachecha Da'ehu, which is the pasuk in our parak. And finally, Hatznei Alechet Im Elokecha. Al ti chacham beinecha. Then Shlomo Melech says, don't be such a smart aleck. Don't be so wise in your own eyes. You're not the best thing since Adam. Know your place. Rav Soloveitchik says a person is two pockets. He actually quotes the Kotzker. Soloveitchik quotes the Kotzker. The Kotzker, the great Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mikotz, says, why is a Jew of two pockets? In one pocket, he has a piece of paper that says, Bishvili Nivra Olam, the whole world was created for me. And another in his other pocket, he has a piece of paper that says, Anochi Afer Ve'Evra. I'm dust and ashes, what Avraham Avinu said to God when he was praying for the people of Sodom and Amorah. Al ti chacham beinecha. Don't think you're such a chacham. Yira es Hashem, the sur meira. What you should do is fear God and stay away from bad. And this is so King Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us also not only the lesson of seeking out God, but also the lesson of humility. When a person seeks out God, he will truly have humility if you truly seek out God. Refuos tihiya lisha racha. It will be a healing for your navel and a healing, an elixir for your bones. In other words, Torah will give you strength to your body. Honor the Lord with your wealth. Why? Because he gave us wealth. On the first of all of your produce. This is talking about Bikurim, the first fruits. V'yamalu asamecha sova. And if you serve God in this fashion, he will fill your storehouses with satiation. V'tirosh yikavecha yifrotsu. And your wineries will burst forth with wine. Pasuk Yud-Alef. Musar Hashem b'ni altimas. The chastisement of the Lord, my son, do not reject the alta kotz betochachto, and do not be disgusted by his tochacha. A truly wise person who is humble, alti chacham beinecha, will appreciate musar. He will appreciate tochacha because he will understand that the musar and tochacha is putting him on the straight path again and turning him to the right path. The one that God loves, he will reprove. How does Hashem deal with us? Hashem deals with us like a father to a son. A father desires a son should be on the straight path. Sometimes Hashem is our father, needs to give us tochacha and musar. We have to recognize that it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's for our own good. Ashrei Adam Matza Chachma. Fortunate is the man who has found wisdom. Once again, there is such a strong focus in Mishlei on seeking out all different forms of wisdom. There's the Chachma, there's the Bina, there's the Das, there's the Yerusha Hashem, there's the Musa, there's the Tochacha. We see these themes repeatedly over and over again by Mishlei. Happy is the man who has found wisdom, but Adam Yafik Tevuna, and a man who comes upon Bina, understanding, intuition. Ah, Kitav Sachra Mishar Kasaf. Because trading in Torah is more profitable than trading in silver. Remember what we learned yesterday. Umecharitz Tevuasa, and the yield is greater than that of fine gold. Yekarahi mipninim. It is more beautiful. It is more precious than pearls. V'chalchavatzecha lo yishvuba. And all the objects of your desire do not equal the beauty, the grandeur, the wisdom of Torah. No matter what we amass in this world in terms of physicality, whether it is produce, whether it is granary, whether it is wine, whether it is silver, whether it is gold, whether it is pearls, nothing can equal the grandeur of Torah. Orech yamim biyamina b'smola osher v'kav. These are famous psukim. Length of days is on the right. On the left is wealth and honor. What does this mean? Steinzel's ketuvim. From the right, the stronger side, one receives long life, a gift that is beyond human effort. God determines how long we will live. The left side is the side of Torah, which represents the aspect that is of lesser prominence, proffers material gifts. I'm sorry, the left side of the Torah, which represents the aspect that is of lesser prominence, because the weak side is usually represented by the left side, proffers material gifts, which are of lesser importance than long life. Because what in materiality comes with us to the next world? Zero. And now we come to an extremely famous two psukim, Dracha, Darchi Noam, V'chol Nesivosa, Shalom, Eitz Chaim, Hilim, Achazikim, Ba, V'Simchem, Ushar. Before I comment further on these psukim, I just want to point out that later in the parak, I want to quote this pasuk for you as well, it is also part of our daily davening, in pasuk Chaf Hei. In the same parak, parak Gima, Al Tiri Pachad Pisom Umishois Roshaim Kisava. We say that every day, the few psukim after Aleinu. It is from Mishlei Parak Gima Pasuk Chaf Hei. Al Tiri Pachad Pisom. Do not fear a sudden terror. Umishois Roshaim Kisava. The Holocaust of the wicked when it comes. King Shlomo admonishes us that if we trust in God, if we have faith in God, Betach Bashem Bechol Leif, then we will not fear a sudden terror and the Holocaust of the wicked when it comes. So I just wanted to point that out, because that's recited every day after Aleinu. Okay. I'm going to talk about these two psukim now for a couple minutes. Pasuk Yudzayin and Yudchas. Dracha Darchi Noam. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. The ways of the Torah are ways of pleasantness. V'chol Nesivoseh Shalom. And all her paths are paths of peace. Eitz Chaim Hilemecha. B'zikim Ba. She is a tree of life for all who hold faster. V'somchem U'ushar. And all who hold on to Torah are happy, are fortunate. I'm going to quote the Gemara first in Masechah Shabbos Lamed Gimel. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos Lamed Gimel tells us about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Lazar. And because of the Roman edict against learning Torah, they had to hide. So first they were hiding in the base medrash, the Gemara says. But then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, you know, Na'ashim Da'atein Kalot, the minds of women are weak, and maybe the Romans will capture mother, and she will reveal a hiding place. We have to leave the Beit Midrash, because she used to bring them food every day. We have to leave the Beit Midrash. Where did they go? They went to a cave, and they hid in a cave for 12 years. And when they came out of the cave, what were they doing the whole time in the cave? The Gemara says they sat in their necks, up to their necks in sand. They only used to get dressed. They had one pair of clothing when they davened. And the whole rest of the time, they sat into the sand, up to their necks, so they could learn Torah. There was a spring of water and a carob tree that grew by miracle. And this is how they were sustained. After 12 years, they came out of the cave. And the Gemara tells us that everywhere they looked, they were burning people up. They couldn't believe it. How could you farm? How could you plant? How could you go to the office? How could you be a lawyer? How could you be, I don't know, how could you work the stock market? How could you be a real estate agent? How could you, I don't know, fill in any profession? What did they say? Manichin chaye olam v'oskin b'chaye sha'a? You're busy with life in this world. You're not busy with life for the next world. What does that mean? Why aren't you learning Torah? Everybody should be in kol. How could you be working? Planting? Tilling the soil, fertilizing, farming, hoeing, grinding, wheat. What are you doing? Go be in a cave. There'll be a spring of water, some carobs. You'll live for 12 years. They were burning everything up. Hashem was very upset. Hashem said, Lahachriv olami yatzasem? You came out of the cave to destroy my world? After 12 years, they come out. They start burning everyone. They can't imagine that people actually go to work, that people actually do the fields, that people actually are involved in mundane activities. Everyone should be learning in a cave, they said. Manichin chaye olam v'oskin b'chaye sha'a. Lahachriv olam yitzasem. A baskal comes out and says, to destroy my world, you came out of the cave. Chizru l'mar aseichem. Return to your cave. They go back to the cave for another year. At the end of the 13th year, which is the extra year, they decide, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, the punishment of the wicked in Gehenim is over. In other words, we have been here as long as the punishment of the wicked in Gehenim. Surely we can come out. And they came out. And now everywhere that they looked, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's son, was burning everything up. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was healing everything. And he said, my son, it's enough for the world of me and you. Meaning, we don't need to be burning everyone up. There's me and you. I'm going to be the author of the Zohar. I'm going to reveal all the hidden secrets of Torah. We could sit in our necks in a cave for 13 years learning Torah, eating carob. But the whole rest of the world has to plant and till, and fertilize, and plow, and hoe, and grind, and be busy. It's enough for the world for me and you. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai healed everything that his son burned up. The Gemara then tells us so beautifully, Hahu Saba, they see one old man running. It's Erev Shabbos being a Shmashos, he's holding two twigs. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, where are you running? And the man says, one twig for Shomer, one twig for Zachar, and bring home flowers for Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's mind had a nechama. And he said, look how dear the mitzvahs are to Klai Yisrael. That's the Gemara Masechah Shabbos Lamed Gimel. I want to quote Rabbi Zev Lef. Rabbi Zev Lef Shlita teaches. I saw this actually brought down in the Henny Machlis biography. She quotes Rabbi Zev Lef. Rabbi Zev Lef teaches a beautiful kasha. If they came out of the cave and they're burning people up everywhere they looked after 12 years, it means they learned too much Torah. They should go to the beach in Miami and put their feet up. Take a break. Relax.
Learn to sit on the beach. You should go back and learn more Torah. If they're learning people up, it means they're already too intense. Why do we send them to go be more intense? Rabbi Zevav has a gewaldic teiritz. And he says as follows, quote, if a person learns Torah and he doesn't understand the ways of the world and the ways of other people, it doesn't mean he learned too much Torah. It means he didn't learn enough Torah. Go back and learn some more. Not everybody can be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Not everybody can be Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Not everybody can be a Rebbetzin Kanievsky. Not everyone can be a Hanimachas. We strive for greatness, each of us on our own level. And some people, yes, need to sit and learn for 12 years. And some people need to go into the fields. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, if you come out of learning Torah and you don't understand the way that people live, it doesn't mean you learned not too much Torah. It means you didn't learn enough Torah. Go back and learn some more. Why? Because you need to learn, and I'm tying in this insight to this Pasuk of Mishlei. Why do we need to all learn? All the paths of Torah must be paths of pleasantness. All her ways are ways of peace. When I was preparing and I saw these Pasukim, that's the teaching that came to mind. She is a tree of life to all who hold fast service from Chem, Ushar, and those who grab onto our fortune. I thank you so much for learning with me. Va'ezer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Perek Dalet. Kol Tov, thank you to all, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zeicher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rezel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Tzeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.